1. In general, has people's consumption of sweets and cakes increased or decreased over the past few decades? Definitely, I reckon that people these days eat a lot more sugar and sweets than they did in past generations because of the availability of sugar. There are more chocolates and candies available in stores than ever before. In my local store, there are two aisles full of cakes, chocolates, and candy. In the past, people ate these types of foods maybe once a week. However, nowadays, people are eating them often, even several times a day. 2. Could you elaborate on it a bit? Yes, in my childhood years, my parents restricted me to eating candies or cakes once or twice a week. But these days, I find myself eating several bars of chocolate a day. 3. Too many sweets can cause health issues for people. Do you agree with this statement? Why not? Yes, I concur with this because the facts are proven. Some medical reports suggest that eating a lot of refined sugars can lead to health problems like type 2 diabetes, as well as cardiovascular diseases and so on. 4. Certain types of sweets and cakes can be very expensive. What do you think contributes to the high price of some confectionaries? It's a tough question. The reason why some cakes and confectionaries can be in high price range is because of various reasons. Firstly, the ingredients needed to make them are pricey, such as real vanilla extract. Secondly, the amount of training and effort needed to prepare these cakes extensively because I know that some pastry chefs go to school for many years to master their skills. 5. Is it worth the cost? Yes, it's worth every penny. Whenever a person finds a good pastry shop, they can enjoy those sweets, their texture, and their flavor. It's absolutely divine. It can be worth what they're asking. 6. How have food preparation practices improved over the decades? There has been significant development, especially with the technologies that's being used to prepare foods, such as kitchen appliances, blenders, mixers, and for instance, ovens give chefs a lot more control over timing and heat. Thereby, chefs can make their meals exactly what they want and produce better flavors as well. 7. Do you think that any changes have been for the worse? That's an interesting question. Perhaps not with the tools, but rather with the ingredients. There have been certain changes that are negative, especially in the flavor of a lot of the base ingredients. In the past, there was a lot of organic food available to cook, such as meat from farms and real fruits and vegetables that weren't genetically modified. These days, it's really difficult for chefs to produce the same flavors as in the past. 8. Some people say that the tradition of quality home-cooked meals is slowly disappearing. Why is this? I reckon that there are several reasons for it. Firstly, the pace of life has really increased in a lot of parts of the world, which means many people are tied up with their work and don't have much time to cook at home. Second, cooking skills haven't been passed down from generation to generation over the last 30 to 40 years. Lastly, it's more expensive to cook at home because good ingredients cost more than they used to. 9. What can be done to encourage people to bake or cook more? In my opinion, people can be educated about the benefits of cooking at home. Like gaining more respect for food when we interact with it in the kitchen. Or we should spend more time with our families in the process of cooking and eating as well. Lastly, governments and schools can focus on letting people know that cooking at home can lead to happier and healthier life. 10. How would it impact society if people cook more at home? The major benefit we can see is that more people will be healthier and happier because they pay more attention to what they eat. In the short term, it has negative effect on hospitality industry, as people spend less money in the restaurants.